Getting back to follicular lymphoma, the issue of a non-chemotherapy approach, in particular, one regimen we've heard a lot about is the so-called R-squared regimen, lenalidomide and rituximab. Can you talk about what the thinking is with this combination and what we know about it, particularly in FL?
So we know in the upfront and the relapse setting that it is a very active combination. There have been phase two data from MD Anderson showing very high overall response rates. And it generally is quite a well-tolerated drug, and there's a randomized study comparing it to upfront chemotherapy that we're looking forward to seeing some results from. I would think that would be out relatively soon. I think the one issue with lenalidomide that I worry about a little bit is what is its impact on bone marrow stem cells and the risk of secondary malignancies. Most of that data has been presented in multiple myeloma, but if you have a very young patient and you're trying to avoid chemotherapy, I worry a little bit about lenalidomide. I may be in the minority there, but I want to see a little bit more long-term data and some randomized studies before I think I'm going to start using that as an initial upfront regimen, because I think you have good options with rituximab alone and chemoimmunotherapy. But I don't know, maybe in the next couple of years, once we see that data, we'll start to shift towards that as an initial strategy.
Well, you would think, particularly in the older patient, that might be, you know, where maybe you don't want to give chemotherapy.
Right.
What about the tolerability issues when you add lenalidomide in there?
Lenalidomide tends to be relatively well tolerated. It can cause cytopenias. Patients can get muscle cramps. The one thing I've had a little bit of trouble with is diarrhea. I've had a couple of patients who had really profound diarrhea on lenalidomide. You need to worry about risk of thrombosis, so we put people on a full aspirin. But in general, you know, it's on for 21 out of 28 days, and people tend to tolerate it really very well.